Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to hear from you. We thank you that you are leading and guiding us into all truth. And the words that you want to speak to us tonight are a part of that process. I thank you that you are unraveling us from all kinds of entanglements, Lord. You are setting us free from the things that we've believed about ourselves, about you, about what is real, about the world system, and about just the systems in general, God, that through the way that we think, attempt to control us. I think that you are setting our minds free to think with you so that we can experience our inheritance, so that we can think on your level with the mind of Christ. I thank you that all things are ours, that we are joint heirs with Jesus, and that there is nothing in all of creation that can separate us from your love, from your kingdom, from the reality of what Jesus has accomplished. So the only thing left to do is believe. The only thing left, God, is to hear the truth from you, understand what belongs to us, and agree with it so that we can experience it. I thank you that you are upgrading our thinking tonight, using even this podcast tonight, Lord. You're upgrading our self-image. You're upgrading our ability to think with you. And so we just get on your agenda for tonight, Lord. We get on your agenda for the podcast. We just say, have your way. Have your way. I just yield my faculties to you, Holy Spirit. I say, just think through my mind, speak through my words. Just anoint this podcast tonight, Father, for transformation. Anoint this podcast tonight for transfiguration, God. Reveal what is real. We will go where you want to go. And Lord, I just thank you even tonight as I'm talking, I thank you that you are speaking to every single listener, that this is a message in due season. This is a word in due season for every single listener. And so Holy Spirit, just expand the thoughts that I'm sharing in the mind of the hearer and let them receive the fullness of just the bread of life that you are sharing with them tonight, Lord. Just nourish their souls and feed the place in them, God, that is hungry and in need of nourishment. And we just agree with all that you are doing and want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, awesome. I really feel there is a anointing on this podcast to help us wake up. Help us wake up to what is real. I'm going to start tonight in a scripture from 2 Corinthians in chapter 2. And I'm going to read it. I'm going to read some of chapter 2 here in the Passion Translation. And here we go. I will start reading to you. I said 2 Corinthians, but I meant 1 Corinthians, so let me go there if I said 2. Okay. Here it is in verse 6. I'll start this. It says, however, there is a wisdom that we continually speak of when we are among the spiritually mature. It's wisdom that did not originate in this present age, nor did it come from the rulers of this age, who are in the process of being dethroned. Instead, we continually speak of this wonderful wisdom that comes from God, hidden before now in a mystery. It is his secret plan, destined before the ages, to bring us into glory. None of the rulers of this present world order understood it. For if they had, they never would have crucified the Lord of shining glory. This is why the scriptures say, things never discovered or heard before, things beyond our ability to imagine. These are the many things God has in store for all of his lovers. But God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. Yes, he has revealed to us his inmost heart and deepest mysteries through the Holy Spirit, who constantly explores all things. Now, I'm going to stop here for a moment. I'm going to go back here to verse 9 where it says that the Holy Spirit is going to reveal these kinds of things to us. Things never discovered or heard before. Things beyond our ability to imagine. These are the mighty things that God has in store for all of his lovers. But God is now unveiling these profound realities to us by the Spirit. And so when I said that tonight's message is going to be a wake-up call, I want you to think about really what a wake-up call is. I mean, a wake-up call, you think about these really in hotel rooms, right? It's like you set your wake-up call, you know, the night before so that you will get a phone call in the morning that will wake you up from your slumber so you can get your day started. Well, I really believe that we are living in a season. I mean, I think it's been, you know, for a long time, but I think a lot of us are now ready to recognize the season, that we cannot just go through life sleepwalking. That we, in order to really partner with what God is doing in the earth, which we are called to do, and to really understand his plans and his purposes for our lives and for each and every day, that we are going to have to wake up every morning. We're going to have to wake up to the reality of the spirit realm. We are going to have to wake up to the truth that what we see and can sense with our physical senses, with our 5 physical senses, what we can see with our physical eyes and hear with our physical ears and smell with our nose and taste with our mouth and sense with our touch as we, you know, touch things with our hands or walk on the floor or whatever, that this is not all of the spectrum of reality. And I believe this podcast, number one, just by me saying that, just by remembering that we cannot be led by our 5 physical senses, that there is a spirit realm, and that spirit realm is more real than the physical realm, and that realm is the realm that spawned this realm. It is the realm that governs this realm. There are spiritual laws, universal laws, quantum laws in effect at an unseen level that cannot be, you know, we cannot detect these things with our physical senses, and that we are called to be awakened by the Holy Spirit, so that he can reveal what exists beyond our ability to perceive. And that's what he's describing here. These are things that are beyond our ability to perceive naturally. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal all kinds of hidden treasures and mysteries and gifts and and inheritances and plans and strategies. I mean, he wants to reveal inventions. He wants to reveal incredible treasures to us. And he wants to do that by connecting us to the inmost heart of God himself. In verse 11 here in this chapter, it says, "After all, who can really see into a person's heart and know his hidden impulses except for that person's spirit?" It says, "So it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are only fully understood by his spirit, the spirit of God." So the Holy Spirit has access to the hidden impulses, the secret thoughts of God. He has access to, it says here, profound realities, right? The inmost heart and deepest mysteries of God. You know, in another scripture, it talks about how the Holy Spirit searches these things in the heart of God and he reveals them to us. I mean, we have access. I want you to stop here for a moment. We have access to the deep things of the Spirit. We have access to the very heart of God, to the thoughts of God, to things that have yet to be revealed to the human heart, to the human intellect. We have, through the person of the Holy Spirit, a wisdom that is not of this world, a truth, a reality that is not of this world. In verse 12, it says, "For we did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the Spirit of God, that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us." So we have this spirit. We did not receive the spirit of this world. We received the Spirit of God, the same Holy Spirit that searches the deep things of God, the same Holy Spirit that knows God's inner thoughts, his inner secrets, his inmost heart, and the mysteries. We have been given this spirit. And it says here, I think this is kind of interesting, in verse 14, it says, "Someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelations of God's spirit, for they make no sense to him. He can't understand the revelations of the spirit because they are only discovered by the illumination of the spirit. However, those who live in the spirit are able to carefully evaluate all things, and they are subject to the scrutiny of no one but God. For who has intimately ever known the mind of the Lord Yahweh well enough to become his counselor? It says Christ has, and we possess Christ's perceptions." So I want to go back to this concept of the morning wake-up call. Because as even as I'm teaching this, I keep kind of getting this recurring kind of vision here where it's like we're hearing this alarm. We're hearing this phone ringing in the spirit. And it really is the call. God is calling you. You have a call of God on your life. God has called you. He's called you to wake up. He's called you to live supernaturally. He has called you to be an expression of his heart and of his mind and of his purpose and of his plans in the earth. And there is a sound in the spirit. And if you'll just tune into that, even right now, I bet you'll hear this phone ringing. There's a phone ringing and it's saying, answer this call to greatness, answer this call to change the world, to be used by God to change the seen realm. You have been called by the Lord to do the same works as Jesus, greater works even than what Jesus did. You have been called to shape the seen realm into heaven on earth. You have dominion by the power of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, who dwells in you, to dominate the material realm. And yet most of us live like mere human beings. And, you know, maybe we'll wake up, you know, periodically, but this call is a call to live a new way, to live like a son, to live like a king and a priest on this planet in union with Jesus. This is a daily call. This is a daily wake-up call that you have to answer every single day. When you get up in the morning, I mean, you need to realize that the entire material realm is responding. Hey, they're up, they're up. The Son of God is up. You know, the seen realm never forgets who you are. The question is, do you remember who you are? And are you willing to answer the call? And are you willing to answer the call morning after morning after morning after morning after morning and not settle for a normal, natural existence? Are you willing to go deeper? Are you willing to go into the deep things of God, into the very heart of God himself, into the mind of God? And search out the mysteries and receive the revelation that God has stored up for you because he loves you. There are things he has stored away just for you. It's as though there's like a secret chamber in God's heart with your name on it. It's like a door that you have the secret knock to. And only you can get into this special clubhouse, because this is your inheritance. These are things that you have not imagined. These are things that you have not heard, and it is stored up for you. And God wants you to experience all that grace has lavished upon you. God wants you to experience your inheritance in Christ. He wants you to experience your true identity. He wants you to do the exploits that he destined for you to do. There are miracles that you are called to perform. There are people who you are called to manifest heaven to. It's your call. It's your assignment. It is your job to transform the seen realm in those specific situations. You have an assignment on this planet. You have a purpose. There is a plan for your life. And it is not a natural plan. It is a supernatural plan. There is more to you than you can see when you look in the mirror. You are a supernatural being with a supernatural call of God on your life. And learning to operate in the realm of the Spirit is not optional. But yet, many of us, we can go to church for decades and never learn how to operate in that realm. We have never necessarily been taught, how do I navigate into the deep things with God? How do I receive this revelation from the Holy Spirit? I mean, here it says that God wants to unveil these profound realities to us. So how do I tap into this? It says that I have the perceptions of Christ here in the Passion Translation. It says that in the verse 16. Well, how do I stop perceiving just with my natural mind? How do I tap into another level of sensory perception that is beyond my physical senses? Because this world, this spirit realm exists inside of you, beloved. It doesn't just exist around you. It exists inside of you. This is a dimension. This is a dimension of reality. And it exists right now. It exists wherever you are sitting, wherever you are standing, whatever room, whatever, if you're in your car, wherever you are right now, you are surrounded with the realm of the Spirit.
And you are filled with the realm of the Spirit. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom realm is here right now. It exists within you. It exists around you. And you have spiritual senses. And I will tell you, our natural mind, you know, it says here that the natural man, in another translation, cannot receive these things. All right. Here in the verse 14 in the Passion Translation, it says someone living on an entirely human level. Well, I just want you to say this, you know, when you are just trapped in your mind, trapped in your emotions, trapped in these neural nets that have been programmed from the world system. Okay. Meaning, what do I mean by that? I mean, that's a neuroscience way of explaining it. But what I'm saying is we've got to get out of our natural mind. We've got to get out of the way that we've been programmed by the natural world system. We've got to get out of the way that we have been programmed to think about what is possible, about ourselves, our own programmed self-image, right? Our own programming around how the world works even. I mean, we have been taught to get sick. We have been taught that when you get old, you know, you die from old age. We've been taught a bunch of stuff in this world system. And if we are going to operate in the realm of the unseen, if we're going to operate above this realm and in the kingdom realm, we have to get out of our natural minds. We have to stop thinking naturally. And this is, you know, when you read scripture, I mean, in Revelation, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, right? And so there has to be a process or some way that we get out of our minds, you know, and there are many ways, I mean, that saints throughout the, you know, course of history have done this. I mean, Peter was up on a rooftop praying and fell into a trance. And went into a vision from the Lord and received the direction from the Lord from a trance. I mean, you know, today we might think of it more of maybe, you know, Peter was up on the rooftop soaking in prayer, right? He was soaking in prayer. The point is that we have to, through worship, through prayer, through meditation of scripture, through just stillness, through whatever means necessary, we have to take the steps that the Holy Spirit leads us into to wake up every single morning. We have got to get connected and stay connected and where our spiritual senses are activated. Now, I want you to bear with me here for a moment because it's actually a lot easier than we think. And, you know, it doesn't mean I got to soak for an hour, you know, to wake up. I need to pray and read my Bible and do all these things to wake up. I mean, those are, you know, will those things help you wake up? Maybe. But the truth is we can't walk around. We can't live in soaking prayer. We can't live in, you know, in our prayer closets. We have to be able to function in our everyday lives, awake. And over the years, as I have trained prophetic teams and taught all kinds of supernatural training in all kinds of different formats and places, here's the one thing I know, because I would tell the Lord sometimes, like, you know, oh gosh, I just don't know how to do this. I just don't know how to do this. And the truth is, whenever we put ourselves, if you've prayed with someone or you've ever prophesied to someone, you know that the moment you step into that situation and you're about to pray for someone or you're about to prophesy to someone, you know, you just it's like a half a second that you do it. You may not even be conscious of it, but you just connect. You just kind of yield. You kind of get yourself out of the way because, you know, you're just seeking what the Lord wants to pray through you. You're seeking what the Lord wants to prophesy through you. You're seeking how to minister to the person that's there, all right, or how to pray for the person that's there. And when you do that, it's like all of a sudden You know that you're praying under the power of the Holy Spirit, or you are prophesying under the power of the Holy Spirit. And so really, that's kind of just like a, you know, it's like a, again, just a 2-second adjustment that you make. And so there is a way internally just to kind of put yourself in this place where you're just no longer depending on your intellect. You're no longer depending on your physical senses. You're just becoming aware of the presence of God. You're becoming aware of your union with Jesus. You know, I remember years ago when I first went to Bethel. You know, Bethel has this kind of thing where they kind of sit, or they'll stand with like open palms, like have their palms resting on their lap facing up, or they'll stand with open palms. And I remember the first time I went there, I kind of thought, what are these people doing? And they were just practicing the presence of God. They were just practicing being aware of the presence of God. And so this concept of waking up and answering this wake-up call is really just a switch in your awareness. It's just a switch to this place where you come back to a place of dependency upon God. See, that's all that's happening when you step into a ministry situation. You just kind of realize, hey, I don't really know how to pray for this person, or, you know, maybe I'm not sure what the Lord would like me to speak to this person. So you just come to a very simple place of dependency. You just come back to a place where you are connected and listening for the Holy Spirit. And we have a habit, beloved, of just living disconnected. And so the idea is that when you answer that wake-up call in the morning, you stay on the phone, right? You stay on the phone with the Holy Spirit all day, and you check back in. And you're just constantly being aware, because that connection is where the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. And if you will listen, He will speak. If you will take the time, and it's, again, 2 seconds. I'm not talking about, you know, a 40-day fast or anything. I'm saying if you will take the time to just connect your ear to hear, open your eyes to see, and just slow down for just a few seconds and connect. And when I say this, it's really about abiding. It's about staying connected. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's just a 2-second adjustment whenever you find yourself not connected. And I feel like even now there are things that God is wanting to reveal to each of you. I really sense that there are answers. There are strategies. You know, there are prayers to be prayed. There are words to be spoken. There are corrections to be made. And they're just as simple as a 2-second switch to listen. Now, for some of you, you're so darn worked up inside. I mean, you're anxious. Your mind is racing. You're overwhelmed. You're confused. You have been under this carnal thinking. Maybe some of you for years, some just for weeks, some for maybe just a couple of days or whatever, that you build it up in your mind like God is a million miles away, and this is, you know, it's like busy, 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 busy in there. But I'll tell you, there is a place of stillness that belongs to you. And life works out of this place. And so I want to admonish you, whatever you need to do, I mean, really, I'm at the place here that I'm saying, if you need to call in sick to work so that you can get reconnected and still yourself inside, well, beloved, that is not a wrong decision. You're like, Shalise, what? I can't just call in sick. Well, I'm telling you, your mind is sick. When you are disconnected from the Holy Spirit, from the voice of God, and operating out of a mind that is not at rest, then you really are just wasting time. Whew, whatever you're doing. Whatever you're doing. You know, this life, the kingdom of God is not meat or drink. This life is not meant to be lived like a robot, going through the motions of life, like we are connected to some, you know, like the movie Matrix or something. Like we're just connected to some machine and we're just, you know, marching through life, going to this thing, going to this thing, going to this thing, right? Clock in, clock out, get a paycheck, pay the bills, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, like, hey, that is not your portion. That is not the life you were created, recreated in Christ Jesus to live. You are here for a reason. You are here for a purpose. Am I saying don't go to work? I'm saying don't sleepwalk through work. I'm saying don't go through the motions of life without ever living your real life. And so whatever you need to do, whew, I mean, Jesus had to go away for a night in prayer. I mean, you know, we can get to a place where our minds just are just, and I will tell you, one of the most important skills and gifts that you can give yourself is developing a quiet mind and developing the discipline to give yourself the time you need, whether that is in the morning, whether that is night, whether it's timeouts during the day, whatever you need to do to get in peace internally, to get connected to the Holy Spirit and to the realm of the Spirit and stay connected. Because you will not experience Christ's perceptions when your mind is totally preoccupied with just carnal thinking. I mean, here's the thing. As a spirit being, as someone who lives in union with God, there is a higher level of awareness that you can live out of. Meaning, you know, you can observe yourself thinking. You can think, and then you can also observe yourself thinking. I mean, who is it that's listening to your thoughts? It is your spirit man. You can live at a higher level of awareness even than what you're thinking and what you're feeling. Yes, you're thinking it. Yes, you're feeling it. But here's the thing. When you are so under that stuff, and I'll tell you, some of you have been under it. Literally, I am hearing the Lord for decades. You've just been living out of the reality of your own mind, your own thoughts, your own, and it is just programming. And there is a way when you get still, and it, again, it's that 2-second adjustment. It's that place where you just begin to start listening for God, or you stop depending on all of that. That's the real you. That's the real you taking charge. It's the real you taking the reins and moving into a place of receiving. Not just being run by the program. Not just being run by the thoughts and run by the emotions and run by the to-do list and the busyness of the day or your schedule or your whatever it is that you're thinking and meditating on that's causing you not to be in peace. I'm saying stop. Just stop the press. Time out. Time out. And whatever time out you need, I'm just telling you, I just say, by the Spirit of the Lord, you have permission to take. You have permission to take the time you need to reconnect and get connected so that you can stay connected. And again, when you are really first learning this, I'll tell you, this is not a habit for you yet. And so it's almost like we've been so used to living without the mind of Christ. We've been so used to living under the pressure and under the thoughts and under the anxiety and under whatever the craziness, carnalness of our minds, of our unrenewed minds, and just the way the human mind operates out of its intellect and all of that. It's just a habit we've been doing for so long. We haven't yet developed the habit of living in the Spirit. We haven't developed the habit of staying awake and staying connected. It's like we need to begin to live like our entire life is a prophetic flow. We are to live like our entire life is a dual existence. Where yes, we are, you know, at the grocery store, but we're also tuned in. Yes, we are attending to a task at hand, but we are also listening for the Spirit of God. You know, you can listen to someone and be listening to God at the same time. I mean, you can listen to the Holy Spirit and your own thoughts at the same time. You can do this. We can do this. It's just that we're not accustomed to doing it. And I really believe that God, this message tonight is that there is a purpose. You are not arbitrarily just walking through your life right now it's June 2019 when I'm recovering, you know, when I'm recording this podcast. There's a plan for June. There are things that God is wanting to accomplish in your life and through you in this month. And I get a sense that I just heard that the word enlightenment. I believe that for those that are called to be listening to me, that are hearing this message, that June is going to be a month of enlightenment. I believe it is going to be a month where you begin getting the perceptions of Christ. You begin receiving the mind of Christ at a whole new level. Because I believe that God is calling a people that are willing to slow down so that they can synchronize their life with His. And sometimes we need to slow down a minute so that we can calibrate our thoughts. We can recalibrate our thoughts with His. And so, you know, that word enlightenment, you know, immediately what came to me when I said that word was the scripture from Ephesians 1:17 and 18. And it's the Apostle Paul praying for the church of Ephesus where he says, you know, I pray that you would grant unto them a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. And that's verse 17. Verse 18, he says, that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened so that they might know the hope of their calling. And so this enlightenment to me, first of all, it's kind of interesting because it has the word light in there, right? In other translations of verse 18, it says, you know, that their heart would be flooded with light. So this enlightenment is it's revelatory light. It's this light that turns on so you can see things from a different perspective or from a different perception. You can, you know, the more light that is present determines how clearly you can perceive something. It's hard to perceive what something is in the dark. I mean, you have to use other senses besides your eyes. When it's dark, you're going to have to pick something up. You're going to have to touch it. You can't tell what something is in the dark. But when the light comes on and when it brightens even brighter, you can see intricate details of different things. And so I just believe that's what I'm hearing, that this, for those that are listening to this, that June is a month of enlightenment. It is a month where your spiritual senses, that you're just your life, your heart is flooded with light so that you're going to be able to see some things that you haven't seen before. You're going to be able to understand, and you're going to get understanding and knowledge of things that up until this point has been hidden. And that's the thing. You know, it says he's going to reveal things that you haven't seen before. That's what the scripture promises. It promises here that you're going to discover things that you've never heard before, that there's going to be an unveiling, it says here, of profound realities. And I just want you to receive that right now. I just want you to say, okay, God, you said this was the Holy Spirit's job here in chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians. You said the Holy Spirit would reveal these things to me. You said that I would have the perceptions of Christ. So I'm just saying yes to that. I'm saying, yes, I receive enlightenment. Enlightenment. I receive this season of enlightenment. I receive this wake-up call. I declare I'm answering it. I'm answering it. There's going to be a whole new level of connection with your spirit as a result of what you are wanting to do in my life. Like I never plan, you know, it's not like I have an agenda when I come into these podcasts. So if what I'm sharing with you tonight, this is really what is on the heart of God for you. And I don't believe that you just get arbitrarily connected to me. I believe that God connects you to specific gifts in the body of Christ and to specific messages and specific moves. And if you are being led by the Spirit, then you were led by the Spirit to hear this word tonight. And so I just pray, I'm just going to pray. I just say, awaken. Awaken, sleeper. Awaken, sleeper. And Christ will shine. He will shine his light. And I see this light dawning. It's a dawn. It's a new day. There's a dawning in the, and again, I keep going back to this kind of room that you're in, and I see this dawning of the sun coming in. This is a new day. This is a new morning. This is a new beginning. This is a time of awakening in your life. This is an awakening for you. This is a time of your discernment coming up to a higher level. This is where you are stopping this cycle of leaning on your own understanding and trusting your own judgment and being so controlled by your inner world and your emotional responses to things and, you know, the way you've been taught. I just see you rising above this. I see it's almost like you are ascending beyond your own mind. And you are now seated in this place. And it's just, you're seated in heaven and you are seated in this place of observing your mind, but not relying on your mind. And I see you just coming to this place of, you know, maybe you acknowledge things, you acknowledge the thought, you acknowledge the feeling, but it's just like, okay, what do you say, Lord? What do you say? And I see a new level of self-control coming as a result of this process. I see that you are now able to kind of intercept your thoughts and your feelings, and just operate at a higher level. This is where you are being led by the Spirit. And I see all kinds of communications happening between you and the Lord. You are getting insight into your own life. You're getting insight into the life that you've been called to live. You are getting insight into how to pray and how to see breakthrough in other situations, in other people's lives. I just see all kinds of new, higher ways of looking, even at old situations. I see strongholds being totally dismantled. Totally dismantled in the presence of God as you follow the Holy Spirit and He guides you into the truth that sets you free. I see you being set free because there is an experiential knowledge that is coming to you through these communications with the Holy Spirit. You are going to be in internal visions with the Holy Spirit, and He is going to teach you new things. He is going to show you the way of escape. He is going to upgrade your life. And I'm telling you, in the next 30 days, this is a very strategic time of upgrade and enlightenment in your life. It is worth taking the time to go back and read through the second chapter in 1 Corinthians. I took the time to read through that tonight, but I just really believe that there is the breath of the Holy Spirit is on this, because He is looking for a people who want to think with Him, who have this desire in their heart to no longer lean on their own understanding, but to truly rely on this and live out of this place of revelation, to get off of their physical senses. I mean, we have to have them. It's not that we are and ignoring them. It's interdimensional living. That's what I'm hearing. There's a way of living that is interdimensional, and He is calling people in this season to rise and to go deeper, to rise into this realm of interdimensional living. And so if you are hearing me, there is a call. There is a call of God on your life to live interdimensionally. I believe that the call goes to anyone who will answer. This is the body of Christ is called to live this way. But this is your time. This is your time to awaken. This is your time to answer the wake-up call. This is your time to say, yes, I will go deeper. I will go higher. I will no longer live as a mere human being. I will, by the grace of God, do the things that God has called me to do. I will live in the power of the Spirit by the grace of God. And anything and everything that is hindering that has got to bow. Anything that has kept me in bondage to the world system in my mind, anything that has held me back from freedom, the freedom that belongs to me in Christ, has got to bow. And so I just declare, even while I'm saying all these things, that this is exactly what is happening to those of you that are in agreement with me tonight. Just it's really just a simple yes. I mean, this is not something that we do. It is something that He does as we just simply say yes. And really, part of it is absolutely as simple as just a simple awareness. But part of it is that, you know what, there's some disciplines and some things that have got to change. You've got to change. Can I say this? And change, guess what? It requires change. It means that you don't do the same things that you did last month. Okay, if June's going to be different, then you don't do the exact same things you did last month. I don't know exactly what needs to change. And maybe you need to change what time you get up in the morning. Maybe you need to change your morning routine. I don't know exactly what the Holy Spirit is saying you've got to change. Whew! But I'm saying something is changing. Something is changing because you are not doing June the way you did May. You are not doing this time the same. And I already know for some of you, you already know it means you need some time. You need some time with the Lord. You need some time to get your head screwed back on straight, or maybe screwed on straight for the first time. You need some revelatory time, some seeking the Lord. And I will say, when you seek the Lord, here's the way I do it. It's not the only way to do it, but here's how I do it. You know, I just get my journal. And I just begin to start with my journal. And you know what? God will take me all kinds of places. Sometimes He'll take me to a book. He'll have me read the book. You know, sometimes it's a whole new experience every time I sit down. But He is your teacher. He is the one that is leading you into this new level of discernment, into this new level of supernatural living, into this new level of awareness of spiritual things. And I'm telling you, there's an invitation here. There is an invitation for incredible things in the realm of the Spirit. Today, I spent my day, for example, with the Lord just basically studying translocation, studying traveling in the Spirit realm. Why? Because that is a reality for people who live in the Spirit. It's all in the Bible, but yet we are content with having to take an airplane to get to Europe. I'm telling you, there is ministry that you can do from your bedroom without ever leaving your bedroom. Translocation is not a occult practice. Although I'm sure people in the occult do, and I'm not saying they're less afraid and more aware of the spirit realm than the majority of the body of Christ. I'm telling you, there are exploits. There are deep places in the spirit that God wants to take you. And when I talk about this new level of enlightenment, I'm just not talking about the same old living. I'm literally talking about seeing you doing the same kinds of things that we read in the Bible. That you are the one headed over, you know, like we don't just need to pray for situations that we read. What if we translocate to the places that are in need? You're like, Shalise, I have no, you know, like that. Hey, girl, you've gone a little too far. I don't understand what you're talking about. Well, that's exactly why God's connected you to me. That's exactly why you need to hear this podcast. Because if you're listening to it and you are connected to me, I'm telling you, you are called into a level of living, into a realm of the spirit that is biblical. Okay? And biblical living does not look like a human being that clocks into a job every single day and gets their paycheck and then goes and pays their bills and then clocks in the next week and goes and gets their paycheck and pays their bills. And they do that year after year and week after week and year after year and week after week until they somehow retire and die. You are not called to a natural life. You are not called to be controlled by money. You are not called to make decisions based upon natural information that you have reasoned and been taught by a world system. You are called to live by the instructions of the Holy Spirit, who searches the deep things of God, who knows the intents. The mind of God is at your disposal. You have access to the greatest brilliance who knows all things. You have access to a mind that is mind-boggling. But we have to wake up. We have to get out of this natural sleepiness triggered by every stupid thing that we encounter and think, this is living. No, there is a higher level. There's a higher level. And beloved, I'm telling you, there's an invitation with your name on it. There is a phone ringing. Makes me think of that silly cartoon my kids used to watch. What was it called? Something, Wonder Pets. The phone is ringing. So this little intro to the whole little cartoon. And then, you know, the phone is ringing because there's an animal in trouble. There's an animal in trouble. This is the whole thing. And then right then the Wonder Pets would answer the phone and they would hear the animal in trouble. Then they'd put on their super pet outfits, right? They'd escape out of their little hamster cage and stuff and they'd go save the day. For the Wonder Pets would save the day for the animal in trouble. And I'm telling you, you are the wonder humans. You are, and the phone is ringing. The phone is ringing. Answer the call. Answer the call. Say, yes, Lord, here I am. Yes, Lord, here I am. Send me. I'll go to the hurting. I'll go to the lost. I'll go and do your bidding. I will do the same works as Jesus. I will do greater works. I'll go anywhere in the world. Just translocate me. Tell me where to go. Show me what to see. You guys, this, when we go into a vision, when the Holy Spirit gives you an imagination, when you're sitting there journaling and he takes you into the imaginary realm. Okay. Even here in Colossians, even here in Corinthians, it says things beyond our ability to imagine. God, it doesn't mean that you won't imagine them. It just means that they won't be human in their origin. But these imaginations, this is real. Time doesn't permit me to give you testimony after testimony after testimony of the miracles that I have seen from imaginative prayer. Learning to use your imagination and yield your imagination to the Holy Spirit is how you live in that realm. Now, for those of you that are like, whoa, this is so far beyond where I am right now in my life and my walk with God, you know, this is one of the reasons why Emerge exists. And if you're like, wow, I just need to get more of this. I need to get trained in this. I need to figure this out because I'm sick of living this life in the natural. You know, you need to reach out. You need to send an email to info@shalise.com or get in touch with us. Go to the website and contact us, because it's not an accident that you're listening to this. God, you know, it says that the eyes of the Lord search to and fro, searching over the earth, searching for someone through whom he can show himself strong. The harvest is plenteous. The laborers are few. One of the things that I prayed for today is that we would get unentangled. I tell you, there are things in this life that moor us to natural living. We have these attachments, these entanglements that cause us to stay on the ground and just live with a fallen perspective and look at everything. We can't go high and we can't go deep. We're just moored to the natural realm. And I am just praying that these entanglements will just break off of you as you begin to hear the Holy Spirit about what he is calling you to. And so, Father, as we wrap it up, you know, I just want to say what you're saying. And I just declare right now, I just say, wake up, sleepers. Wake up! Wake up! The Father is calling. The future is calling. The future is calling you. There is a future you are called to live in, a specific future that you are called to live in, a specific destiny that you are called to meet. And that destiny is calling you. That future is calling you. And when you answer that call, you're saying yes. You're just saying yes. Yes to this future. Yes to this destiny. Yes, God. Yes. 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 I mean, am I saying it's going to always be easy? I say it's going to be a bed of roses. Am I saying you're just going to waltz in? Am I saying any of those things? No, I'm not saying those things. What I am saying, though, is faithful that he is he that called you. He will also do it. So you are saying yes to allowing the Lord to do it. You're saying, yes, Lord, do it. Yes, Lord, take me into that destiny. Yes, Lord, take me into that future. Yes, Lord. Wake me up. Enlighten my eyes. Do in me what needs to be done so that I can do what needs to be done. So wherever you are, I want you just to, I don't know, I just want you to become aware now of the seen, unseen realm. I want you to become aware of your union with God and that Jesus is in you right now, that you are Jesus wearing a Mary suit, a Steve suit, a Jack suit, a Karen suit, whatever your name is, you are Jesus in your name suit. And I want you to just become aware of that. And I want you to just by faith, I want you to just, you know, kind of make a fake phone and put it up to your ear. You can make, you know, use your pinky on your mouth and your thumb on your ear. We're just going to do a prophetic act here as we close tonight or close this podcast. And we're just going to answer the call. We're going to just answer it by faith and we're going to say, hello, I am here. Yes, Lord, I answer the call. Yes, I answer the call. To the future you have for me. I answer the call to supernatural living. You can just repeat after me. I answer the call. I answer the call. Yes, Lord. I say yes. I say yes to this call. I say yes to going deeper, to going higher, to living as you created me in Christ to live. I say yes. And I want you now to just be aware that you have angelic accompaniment right now that is recording your yes. Recording your yes. Recording that you said yes. Karen said yes. Steve said yes. June 2nd, which is when we're recording it, whatever day you're listening, you can jot down the date. 2019. They said yes. They said yes. And I want you to just stand in this moment for right here just for a minute. And let's just recognize the holiness of this moment. Whew. I realize that this is one of those times where you're having to operate by faith. You're not able to lean on your intellect and your physical senses. I mean, this is an invisible phone with an invisible angel, so having an invisible conversation with an invisible, you're having a conversation with an invisible God. But it's real, beloved. This is real. And I am releasing you by the power of the Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of Jesus Christ, into a new level of enlightenment. I just release enlightenment. I say shine, 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 shine. And I thank you for just this acceleration now, Lord, in understanding. I just release an acceleration now. Whatever that looks like, Lord, whatever accelerated living looks like. And I thank you that this is a time of interdimensional training for each and every listener, God. That we are entering into a time where we are learning how to live interdimensionally. And Lord, I just thank you that you are going to finish the good work you began. You're going to bring it to completion. And so I just release each and every listener into their own personal move of God. Do what you need to do, Holy Spirit. I say yes and amen. I say yes and amen to exactly what you are doing. And I say yes and amen to what needs to be done. I agree. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Now, as I wrap up, I always invite everyone, if you are connected to this podcast, I believe that you are not here by accident, and I really do encourage you to partner and sow into this ministry. You can head over to shalise.com and you can give there. You can become a monthly partner. I tell you, there is something that happens spiritually when we connect with our partnership and giving to the gifts that God is connecting us with. There is a connection that happens when we give. And so I encourage you to sow into this. We are covering the globe with this podcast, and it's touching all kinds of nations all over the planet. And when you partner, you are a part of getting the message of union and getting the message of living supernaturally through that union out to people all over the place. I've been talking to people from New Zealand and Scotland and, the UK and the Netherlands. And so we are constantly hearing from Africa. We're hearing from people all over the globe. So help us continue to just broadcast this message. And then secondly, like I said earlier, if you feel a tug in your heart that you are called to work with me directly, and that God is wanting to use this training to really launch you into your destiny and prepare you to fulfill your purpose, I encourage you to email us at info@shalise.com. We will set you up with the team and show you how to apply to Emerge. It is an incredible 3-month experience that will immerse you into supernatural living and help you get clear about why you're on the planet. So until next time, I bless you. I'm so honored to be a part of your life and to be used by God to connect him with you. God bless.